Hey guys, welcome to me talking to you. I am here on the set of my brand new podcast, Don't Mess, with Christine Sodelko. I'm Christine Sodelko. And Don't Mess is a CastBox original produced alongside Studio 71. CastBox, if you haven't heard of it, is a podcast app available on iOS and Android. It's one of the fastest growing apps for podcasts on the market. And you can listen to Don't Mess on your other podcast platforms, but I hope that you give CastBox a try. I think it's a really great app. You can find all of your favorite podcasts on there, including, hopefully, mine. Don't mess. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Don't Mess with Christine Sodelko. It's a show where I don't care about your feelings because I'm going to talk about what I want to talk about. And if you want to listen, you can listen. If you don't listen.
Our manager set this up. Like, we're not friends.
It's a glorified play date.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm here with a guest that is here. She's here hour and a half late.
Even that's a lot for me, being here.
Tana Mungugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugug
up, guys?
I hate you. So this is going to be the worst.
Absolutely. Skip to the next one.
Of my life.
Rewind.
So, Tana, if you guys are so, so, so lucky to not know
fuck
who Tana
you.
Is.
Fuck you.
She is, I think, human?
No.
Human passing.
No.
Something's definitely wrong upstairs, though. She's a story time
Jordan,
YouTuber.
I cannot believe.
She talks about her sex life.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. Shut up. I'm introing you, and then you can talk, okay? Shut up. And she's just all around insane.
Yeah, I mean,
Tana, welcome.
Thanks.
Applause.
I think.
Applause. Thank you.
Oh.
Wow, they don't like you.
I'm cringing.
I had to coax that out of them.
I am cringing.
Yeah, I have some Excedrin. This show brought to you by Excedrin. If you can't deal with your horrible, horrible podcast guests and get a migraine just from the sound of their voice, take Excedrin.
Oh, fuck, I hate your gut.
Tana.
So what are we talking about today?
Oh, Tana, first question.
Oh, you have questions.
Who the fuck do you think you are? Why do you live your life the way you do?
Christine, I feel like you and I both don't live our lives traditionally normal at all. You don't live your life traditionally. I lived with you. You don't live your life like a normal person.
I don't.
So the audacity to ask me that is kind of fucked up.
I'm in. pulling up your profile. You have reached 900,000
there.
Twitter followers. How's it feel? It was a chair, I promise.
Good. Good, Christine. It
cool.
Feels good.
Great answer to a great question. How we live together.
Yeah. There's a lot of things I do want to talk about.
And they were roommates.
Yeah.
We were roommates.
It was like friends, except we're not friends.
We aren't, are yeah. we? But we're not friends.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like there's no bad blood, but there's no need to exaggerate the relationship.
Yeah.
For, and, you know, like,
and
the
like,
internet.
And, like, I hate you.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
If you, like, passed away, I wouldn't be like.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. If you passed away, it would actually be sad.
You would get so many likes if on Instagram. If you took a picture of my corpse,
it'd probably be my
like
most
that
like
music
photo.
Video.
It'd probably be wait, what music video?
My favorite music video.
What's your favorite music video?
I'll give you a hint. I'm high and popping.
Ah! Christine, you're a shady motherfucker.
Does it surprise you that I keep up? I keep track. Of
no,
you?
It surprises me that like I feel like when I don't like get along with someone per se, that is me insinuating that you don't get along with Elijah. I'm just saying.
I didn't mean no, okay.
No, but I'm saying like I won't publicly acknowledge that I keep up with what they're doing because it's like an ego thing. Like, you know what I mean? Like I don't want to be like, oh yeah, I saw that. I'm like, what?
Sun Tzu, Art of War. Right.
Yeah.
Never let him know what you got.
So like to see you publicly acknowledging what he's doing is so ballsy.
Oh.
What do you think of the Cloud Nine music video?
I thought it was weird. What I like the song. The song's catchy.
What was your favorite part?
When you poison that guy.
What?
When you poison the guy. Yeah.
Thanks.
I really felt that.
Thank you.
I really believed that you would poison someone who wronged you.
I mean, yeah.
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 Yeah. I hate you. Another question. Why do you sleep so late? Why do you wake up at 11 p.m.?
I'm honestly just tired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
11 p.m. would be good. She wakes up at 5 to 6 p.m.
That's better.
Yeah. Did you confuse a.m. with p.m.? No more talking. we'll get to
Dude,
you
that
later.
Person is literally responsible for our careers.
Dude, I know.
It's sad.
Should we just talk about it now?
I feel like that is kind of the only thing that Christine and I can really... Well, no, but I mean like...
Well, let's just start now because he just talked and I'm mad at him and it's fresh in my mind.
Yeah, I agree.
If you guys don't know what we're talking about, Jordan Warona of
Studio 71. I wish there was a sound effect.
Wah, wah.
Crickets.
Crickets, yeah. Great one. Or like a
kid screaming.
Roadkill. Yeah. Get away from me. Yeah. Uh-huh. We'll put that in post. Is both of our managers. He manages both of our influencer careers. And a lot of it, I feel like, do you find yourself apologizing for him to people?
So much.
Yeah.
So much. The worst thing is when it's like that embarrassing dad feeling too. Which, yeah. Which you should never have to feel in a business setting. You know, mm-hmm. That most people with their managers, they never feel, you know,
yeah,
like, I'm really sorry. Like dad's freestyling again at this dinner.
Yeah.
Like it's like, you know,
so most people it's like wear like suits or like dress pants. He comes in dressed like an Old Navy mannequin.
Navy Henley.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And when the shirt's like tethered.
Yeah, it's like $20 because it only lasts for 2 months and then the stitching falls off.
Oh my God, but he's had it for like 6 months.
He got it for like with a free pair of flip flops. Yeah, he's
God,
the
he
worst.
Waited in the line. He waited in the line for the free pair of flip flops, you know, like around the. Yeah.
He shops at Shoe Carnival, I bet.
Dude, no, but he does dead ass shop at like DSW, which is like the same shit. Like you were kidding, but like dead ass.
Dead ass, dead ass. Dead Nordstrom's Rack.
What?
Nordstrom's Rack.
I feel like that would be like for a birthday, maybe. Like, I don't even think he would like go that far, you know?
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah.
I just hate him.
Me too. We don't even really have to keep going. Like, it's just kind of like Jordan's eyes.
Yeah. I think I roasted him. Or we keep going? No, I think I hit him where it hurts.
Okay.
I think he's crying a little bit.
I think that to hit him where it hurts, you have to pull the, like, old
card.
Kick him
in the balls? Oh.
No, the like, you know, like, you're irrelevant. You don't know today's, like,
oh,
new
you know,
rap
when
music,
he
you know?
When he, like, jumps in a photo. You're taking a photo with like Shane Dawson. He's like, oh, let me get in there real quick. Oh yeah, bro, this lighting is so dope.
One time I was on
this happened 20 minutes ago, by the way.
One time I was on YouTubers React, and I was taking photos on the set after like promotional photos.
And then he sat.
He made me take my phone and take a photo of him sitting at the YouTubers React table, and like I'd never in any moment be like, wow, you want to be the talent. Like that bad. it was hard. It was a hard moment for me.
I want to see. I'm going to test your Jordan knowledge.
I can't.
Because I know this by heart.
Okay.
What is Jordan's Twitter bio?
I'm not going to get it verbatim, but it's like working with some of the most influential top talent in the world.
Yeah,
like some dumb ass shit.
It's
like
literally that. One sentence. I work with some of the most influential people in the world. That's it. No. Like, L.A., like, plain emoji, NYC, like, no. Like,
that would be worse.
It would be, but, like, just that sentence.
But also, like, me, you, and, like, Corinna are not the top talent.
Trevor.
Yeah, I think he's just, like...
He's got, like... he must have, like, a drama channel, like, where he's making his money, because it's not for me.
Yeah.
I just got my 1099, like...
No, I don't even know what that means. If that makes it better.
My dad does my taxes.
I don't do my taxes.
God, book him. Book her, good boys. We found her.
Yeah. Take me. I want to die
anyways.
And then
the police come
take
in.
Me away
well, I didn't. Okay, I wasn't going to go that far. I thought they were just going to like arrest you or something. Next thing. I hate you.
I hate you too.
Here's what I wrote last night when I was preparing for this. And this is a two-parter.
I'm so excited.
A three-parter. Okay. What is your typical day? Do you even have a typical day? Have you ever done anything the same day twice ever in your entire life?
I've definitely done a lot of things in the same day twice, but I mean, like...
Wore an outfit? If you don't have three outfit change, do you outfit change? I feel like you do.
Like at events and shit?
Oh.
Like, do I? No. I've worn this shirt, like, every day this week.
Okay, I like that.
Okay, good, good.
You pass this round.
But I don't have typical days, really.
Okay, I figured. Cool.
My life is so crazy.
My life is so crazy, just, like, between shoots and private jets and pretending to make out with Bella Thorne.
I
want
to die.
It's just all so
Someone take me now, seriously.
This is a roast. This isn't even an interview. This is a roast slash intervention.
I knew that.
Slash FBI
intervention.
Setup. FBI setup.
Christine, you're confusing me, I think.
I think you're easily confused. Just kidding. It goes to my next. It goes. No, this goes into my next topic here. This is what I wrote. You're actually, like, kind of smart.
This is the topic?
Yeah. I've noticed through personal conversations and through videos of you that you have a big vocabulary.
Okay.
A lot of times, no, sometimes you don't use it right, but like you know.
Which camera do I look at when
I know? No, I'm people must think you're dumb, right?
It depends on the way that people look at me.
People think I'm
a
dumbass.
Like if they watch things like, you know, like Hefner, like, you know what I mean? They're not going to think I'm the smartest.
Wait, what?
Like if they watch shit where I'm portraying myself in that.
Oh, yeah.
Like persona. I feel like you have to dig a little deeper to see like that I have like substance, I guess. But I also don't really care to prove that to people. Like if people want to think I'm dumb, who cares? I'm not. You know? Think I'm dumb.
That's so dumb of you. That's great. <Thank you. laughs> I'm just kidding. I do think you're smart. And
that's really nice.
I think I finally found the words to sum up how I feel about you.
Tanner, I hate you.
I want to hate you. And I kind of do.
Yeah.
But, like, I can't.
Okay, same.
Yeah.
I can see that back to you.
Okay, well, fuck you. Don't mess. That's it's called don't mess because I don't want it back at me.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't want criticism.
Then you really should have chosen a different
one. Yeah, I hate you.
Yeah.
Next question. Is that for real?
I feel like there's so many aspects to define for real.
Are you sitting there on your iPhone and like you're writing out these lyrics, you're like, damn, I really feel that.
I can be somewhat of a lyricist.
Yeah, on the tour bus, late nights.
Exactly. But when it comes to the vocals of it, I'm not like out here like, oh my God, I am so good. Like if it wasn't for like, you know, people who do that, it's not like I could just do that. Like AKA when I perform live, like we just like turn the mic down, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, I want to talk about your shows.
Okay.
I've seen them from like...
That would actually be like... Your hell on earth. A terrible show. 100%. I would love to film a video where I force you to go to one of my shows.
I was going to say that in a, like, a different way, but yes.
Like, purgatory.
But I was also surprised. Like, it looked like a real concert. Like, people were into it.
I feel like I might just be good at making it look like that.
I think you might be good at jumping up and down.
Thank you. Christine, that is so sweet.
Just keep it up, kid. Could be a great jump roper. God, I hate this. Anyway. Next question. Okay. These are literally just me even trying to
grasp. Does this go on YouTube?
Yeah.
Oh, the comments. Oh, my God. I cannot wait.
Oh, my God.
Like, you ruined Elijah and Christine. Can we talk about that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember when me and Elijah did that fake fight?
Mm-mm. Tell me about it.
Oh, man. One of the biggest regrets was he convinced me, like, or talked me into fake fighting on Twitter for, like, a video. And it was the dumbest...
What'd you fight about?
...cringiest shit. Like, me being like, you only hang out with Tana, like, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, and then so me and you were kind of fighting?
Fucking stupid. I'm like, I look back and I'm like, why did I let
him
why did I let myself do that? Like, that was so dumb.
Damn.
And so.
Was that when we all lived together?
No, it was like before.
I feel like me and you kind of fought too, right? Like, we were all like fake Twitter fighting.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, but it was different than that because that was like intended for people to see it as sarcasm. But we did like one where we staged it as like a real fight, and it was the stupidest thing. So fucking dumb.
How do you feel about that? Like a lot of the stunts that you and Elijah did that you might have done unwarrantedly, I guess. Like you didn't really want to do it, but you did it anyway. Like looking back.
I literally think it gave me a drinking problem. Like literally,
this
like
just got so dark.
No. Not like a if you're an alcoholic in college, it's still okay because you're in college. You're not like a 50-year-old alcoholic, so it's like it's bad, but it's not like my liver's dying. You know what I mean?
Right.
Whatever. So it's like I would throw up a lot, and it like sucked. Like being hungover sucked.
Yeah.
And like it was funny, but then I found weed. Oh my god. Now I just smoke weed. Dude, I'm the Cavi Queen. This podcast brought to you by Cavi Cones. Caviar Gold. Stick it in your mouth.
You
and
got
smoke
me on
it. Dude, they're perfect.
Yeah.
$15, wax, fucking.
Living with you was just like living so high. So high.
I don't know how, but I just became a pothead like accidentally.
Yeah.
I never smoked in high school. I never smoked in college.
Damn.
I've only ever had like pre-rolled California weed, which is like the best weed.
Yeah, that's really
so. If I ever go like somewhere else, you're like, "Hey, roll this joint." I'm like, "What the fuck?" Like,
yeah,
no,
that's wild. It's so true. Like how different.
So I have to like stock up. I'll literally go and be like, "Give me like $300."
What do you do when you fly places? Just take wax pens?
No, I put them in my carry-on in the tubes. They've never gotten stopped. Never. In my carry-on, like on the plane. And pens too.
I gotta try it. But the loose weed,
I like put in my suitcase. You know what you do is you get
You are a psychopath.
You get a shampoo bottle and you empty it, and then you like wash it out and then you let it dry and then it still has a smell of like the perfume, and then you put the nugs in the shampoo bottle, close it up, put it in your checked baggage, and the dogs can't smell it. Pantene.
Wow.
Yeah.
Christine, that is. I'm so impressed. Like, regardless of if I like you.
Thank you.
I am so impressed.
Thank you so much.
She takes candy cones in tubes on her carry-on. Jordan, we gotta try it.
Oh, is this allowed? What the fuck? Is this allowed? Welcome to me quoting Vines. Didn't get a single laugh.
I didn't want to pretend.
Okay. What kind of YouTuber do you think you are?
I don't.
You're an original.
Yes.
A trailblazer. Unto every generation, a slayer
exactly.
is born.
Exactly.
Slay her!
Wait, what kind of YouTuber do you think you are?
I think I'm the best YouTuber ever. That's what kind. Tana.
Who gave you this?
Castbox. Thanks, Castbox. It's the fastest growing podcast app on iOS and Android. You can get all your favorite shows. Thanks for paying me money.
All your favorite shows. What are some shows on Castbox?
Don't Mess. It's the only one that matters.
They're probably giving her thousands of dollars to name one show on their platform.
No. Okay, as a follow-up to that, what kind of person are you even? What are
a good one?
Yeah, elaborate.
I don't.
Explain.
See, you're putting me in a place to defend, and I don't think that.
It's all a joke. Well, not all. But like, I'm trying to be funny, and it's not working. But
It's working. I definitely think that the people at home will live for that.
They will live at home. Anyway, so you think you're a good person?
Yeah.
Explain that.
Definitely. I don't feel like I have to explain. I feel like in my day-to-day life, I'm a pretty good person to other
yeah,
people.
Yeah, you, I guess if I had to think of, like if I had to describe you, and I had to pick a word, it wouldn't be a word. It'd be like fans. Like you actually like care.
Dude, Christine.
And that's
used
so
to,
weird.
Christine used to do this thing 24/7 when we lived together where she would mock me and I would just be speaking and she'd be like, but I love my fans. No, I love my fans so much. Guys, I love my, like, would stop the whole conversation.
All this is, I can sum you up in just, like, an exclamation.
Okay.
It's, Jordan! And then it's, but I love my fans. That's you. That is it, you.
That actually 100% when you, is me. And then I just fall asleep.
Oh, it's funny as shit to me.
Yeah. It's true. I mean, I do love my fans. They're dope.
They're dope as hell, bro.
Do you love your fans?
Yeah. I mean, it's weird. For me,
yeah. Like, what's a fan encounter like?
I try to be really nice.
I'm sure.
Well, I don't ever like. Well, sometimes I don't. Oh, fuck, whatever.
Did he just show you halfway mark written on the phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotta love my pit crew.
Production value.
Dumbass. I didn't buy that sign. Okay. Okay. Let's shelve this conversation.
Okay.
Mostly because I forgot what it was.
Honestly, Sam.
And we're going to take a break and we'll be right back with Tana.
Just stop.
Mongoose. Hey guys, taking a quick time out here just in case you forgot. You are listening to Don't Mess with Christine Sedelko, a Castbox original produced alongside Studio 71. Right now, I'm going to ask everyone listening to go rate and review this podcast on whatever platform you are listening to it on, hopefully CastBox. And of course, if you leave less than a 5-star review, I will come to your house and kill you. Just give me 5 stars anyway. It's not going to hurt you. I don't like criticism. Thank you.
Quite shaking. But I can't imagine you in that.
Shut up for a second.
Fuck you.
Hey guys, we're back, and Tana was just prematurely asking me a question before I had introduced the segment back in. What a unprofessional. Mm-hmm. What were you saying?
You're telling me not to chew.
Oh.
Tell me about a fan encounter. Like, if they're crying, shaking, screaming, how do you react?
I've only had, like, some, like, teary eyes. I've never had, like, an emotional meltdown.
Really?
Yeah. It's weird when there's a bunch in repetition. If I'm just walking outside and it's one person I run into, whatever, and then I can go about my day, it's fine. The meetups at, like, conventions and stuff.
I was just going to ask.
It is exhausting, and you would not think it is, because you're literally just standing there and saying, hi, how are you? But it, like, if just something about meeting and seeing that many and, like, having to process that many faces.
Well, and, like, people don't realize that it literally with every single person it is, like, hi, how are you? Hi, how are you? Like, you know, I like your hair. I like your shirt. I like your this. Or just, like, they're saying the same things to you, so it's the same responses. And there's nothing wrong with that. But yeah. People don't realize that you kind of go into this, like, this repetitive, almost, like, robotic mental state where you're not, it's not like you're you because you're not in, like, a conversation.
Yeah. Like, it's like having to talk in your phone voice all the time.
Yeah.
You know how when you're like, oh, good, how are you? No, thanks. But like, you have to talk like that, like the whole time.
I don't really do that.
Well, that does not surprise me.
Me either.
Cool. next question. Are you dating Bella Thorne?
Depends on the day.
What does that mean? Are you like polyamorous? What the fuck? What are you doing?
What does polyamorous mean?
Means multiple, like a throuple, like three people in one relationship.
I would love that.
Really?
Well, not in general, but I love Bella.
Would you be a sister wife?
To Bella.
Well, you would be sisters.
Sister.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I love Bella. I don't ever know how to answer a question.
Yeah.
Which just as weird as it probably looks, okay. Honestly.
Next question. Are you dating Hunter?
No. Get the fuck out.
Hunter, are you dating Tana?
No.
There you have it, folks.
Debunked.
Mythbusters. Are you the ting? Oh. That's so funny. Sorry. Okay. Next question.
She's just, like, reading her text.
No, okay, so I had the dating, and then I accidentally put a space in between it, and so it says, the ting, and so I read it in, like, a Jamaican accent. I was like, here's the thing with Bella Thorne.
That's the first funny thing you've said this whole podcast.
Awesome. Next question. Star?
I can't stop now. I'm sorry.
Did he really fuck you with a toothbrush?
No. I've never been fucked with a toothbrush. Contrary to popular belief.
Cool. Oh, popular belief because you said it.
No, but if you... People take that clip... Not to sound like this, but
I haven't watched the video.
People take that clip out of context. Like, I basically say, like, he was telling...
Well, put it in context.
No, but, like, he was telling everyone, he fucked me with a toothbrush. Do you get what I'm saying? Like... And then they just, like, take that out of context. But, I mean, I get it. I set myself up for that, so...
Tana Mojo, misunderstood hero of our generation, folks. You're so brave.
Thank you.
Brave.
Thank you so much.
Next question. What the fuck is TanaCon? What the fuck is that?
Wow. This is the best question so far. Do you like VidCon?
Have been once.
Okay, were you a feature creator?
I was not.
Okay.
I got a free pass, and that's it. Oh, what? And hotel.
Go
off. Oh, no. Actually, no. It was Elijah got a free hotel, and then I just slept in the hotel room.
But Elijah's hotel wasn't from VidCon.
No, it was from this like app that we actually were. This startup company that we were working for. Oh my god, I forgot about that.
How many of those existed?
Oh my god, yeah. I would do nothing. I would just sit there and get paid to do nothing.
Mm-hmm. Not a bad life.
Oh, I missed that job. Well, I kind of still do have that job. Anyway, so I went and I was on Vine. I can't remember how much I had on Vine, but it was enough to like I had people stopping me, but not like a mob or anything. Nothing crazy. They formed a line. So it was like there was people, but like it wasn't like, oh my god.
They're awesome.
So and then I did not go last year.
Good.
But this year I am a feature creator, so
I am so I want to pay you the highest form of congratulations that I can.
Yeah.
For Steam.
So me being a VidCon goer.
Yeah.
And you being a VidCon knower.
Yeah. A VidCon never.
Break it down for me because I refuse to watch your hour long video.
I respect that and would never expect you to watch it. I feel like if a gun was being held to your head or you had to watch my video, you would just.
I would watch your video. I don't want to die. Why is that?
Really?
So hard to believe.
I don't know. I just guess. I do. So
I just assume everyone else does.
Yeah.
It's so
much explaining, really. I mean, I'm like, just watch the video. No, VidCon I feel like doesn't really value a lot of creators. I'm not saying all of them, obviously, like they value you. They value a lot of people that they made featured creators, but it's very interesting.
I am pretty valuable.
To me when they invite people and I hate you too. And they don't make them featured creators, you know what I mean? But then they're getting mobbed, and then VidCon goes to blame them and say, it's all your fault, you know? But you invite, like, it's like they want people there to sell the tickets, but then when they get there, they want to scold them and kick them out and ban them and all that kind of stuff. And they, I mean, like, they would rather feature creators that are, you know, that kind of, like, sculpted YouTube, you know? Even if they're not getting views now or they're losing thousands of subscribers a day, like...
It's because they make friends with the people behind exactly. the scenes.
Exactly. Like, honestly, long story short, if you didn't really make friends with Hank Green, is that his name? You know, like, when it all started.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they don't value you that much. You know what I mean?
What's the other one? The one that wrote that book.
John Green? Is that his name?
Yeah, the cancer book.
The founder?
Fault in Our Stars.
That's the same John Green?
Yeah. He wrote that.
That's impressive.
Low-key, that movie is terrible.
I like Ansel Elgort
it's
a lot.
It's so overdramatic.
Like, a lot. No, Christine, they're dying.
I didn't like it.
They're dying.
No, like, I don't have to defend myself. It was weird. I don't like it, and that's all I'm going to say about it. Okay, back to VidCon.
Holy shit.
I always imagine it must be hard, and I'm not saying this isn't you. I'm saying.
I don't have to defend that.
okay, so say you're a creator, and you are big enough to get mobbed.
Yeah.
Mobbed in a loose sense, but not big enough to be a feature creator.
But
Doesn't that suck?
Yeah, but if you're big enough to be mobbed, you are big enough to be a feature creator. Hundreds of people crowd around you at an event.
But I'm saying, like, they deem you not.
That's what I'm saying. And it'd be one thing, like... It's your event. It's your choice. Like, if you want to deem people not feature creators, that's fine. But inviting them to your event still and using them for the promotional value, and then they get there and they get mobbed, and then you're blaming them and being really hard on them, it's so mind-blowing to me because it's like you invited these creators to your event. You asked these creators to promote your event. You're exploiting them, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
because
we don't get paid.
No, exactly. And I know that I love my fans, but I don't mind doing it for free. Like, I do love meeting my fans.
I like to go for, like, the parties, too. It's, like, nice to see everyone.
It's all around an amazing experience in that sense. But in the sense of, like, they invited you, you're getting mobbed. They're blaming you. That makes no sense.
And it's scary, too. Yeah. It's, like, it's a physical...
What, being mobbed?
Danger. Like, it can be. Like, oh, my God. Speaking of things that I let myself get talked into, going through the lobby at Playlist Live, I thought I was going to die.
No, yeah.
People... I got in the elevator. I'm like, oh, my God, I just escaped with my life.
Yeah.
Like...
Escape the night. Sorry.
That pisses me off. Can we talk about that? I'm so sorry.
I feel like my experience wasn't...
It's so bad.
Like, the way it's like, mapped out. Have you seen... Do you know what season 3 is? Well,
I don't know if I can say that, actually. So. I know some people that are in it, but I think I'm also not allowed to say.
Yeah, so...
I'm just gonna assume. Yeah. So, and that's... It seems like it might be fun.
It was actually so, so, so much fun, to be honest.
Well, it's fun. You're dressing up, you're doing whatever, but, like, is the content...
It could be a lot better. Like, if a lot of little things were changed. But I'm not talking shit on the show, honestly. Like,
well, really. No. I mean, and to be for real honest, if they came to me and asked me and said, we'll pay you to be on the show, I would do it.
It's 100%.
Yeah. Like, I would, like, it's a terrible show, but I would do it.
But it's a cool experience, yeah. Yeah. I haven't seen season 1, to be fair.
Yeah.
I didn't finish. Well, I shouldn't say
blah, 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 blah. it's so bad I can't even say why it's bad because it's just bad.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
I have no comment.
I think it's bad. I mean,
as a previous Escape the Night alumni and a
I escaped the night. I'm not trying to go back.
Ass sucker to Joey Graceffa.
You just ignore
it. I will ignore it. I said hello, Jordan. Yeah, probably shouldn't. Okay.
You have like a earpiece.
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk more shit about Jordan?
Mm-hmm. What do you?
The boots.
Oh, my God.
The H&M boots. Mm-hmm. Why? Mm-hmm. Why?
Like, why is it so low? Why do you see that much of his ankle, too? If they're going to be, like, wear
He's
a boot.
He's trying to entice me.
The type of women he's into?
You ever, like, watch him? Like, you know how sometimes you look over someone's shoulder and you see them on, like, Instagram? Mm-hmm. And see who he's, like, liking? It's all these, like, girls, like, in bikinis, like, wish I could go back. Like, greatest summer of my life. Like, tans will fade, but memories last forever. And I'm like, Jordan, what the fuck? Like,
yo, Christine, that's literally Tana's Instagram account.
Not at all. Not in the slightest. Sorry. I'm sorry. I might Facetune. I might wear bikinis. But my captions aren't like that.
Tell him. I didn't say it.
Like... Palm tree emoji, like, could have stayed here forever. Yeah. Like, another palm tree emoji.
I'm like, bitch, you worked for 5 years to like, save up enough vacation money to go for 3 days. Like,
Jordan,
give
like,
it up.
Knows every single bikini model on this planet. Like, absolutely, like, you name one, he follows them on Instagram to the point that he can pacify it as, like, studying for his industry. You know, like, I just know every Instagram star, but no, you're just creepy.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, anytime some girl tries on a bikini in, like, a Macy's dressing room, yeah. He gets like a ping.
Exactly.
Data filed.
Ooh. Exactly. The dating apps, J-Swipe, Bumble.
J-Swipe.
Mm, like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
God. Wow. I just hate him.
What else?
I literally ran out of questions.
I can ask you questions.
Okay.
Can I just name YouTubers and you just overall consensus, brutally honest, tell me if you like them, yes or no? Or do you like too many people to where that wouldn't be fun?
We could try it.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Lena the Plug.
I think she's really funny. I don't think of her as a YouTuber, though. I literally just think of her as a porn star.
Okay.
I think she's really sweet.
Ricky Dillon.
I think he's really nice.
This is already so...
I don't know him that well.
Okay.
I texted him happy birthday.
So. Trisha Paytas.
I've never met her. I think she's funny, but I want to know if it's real.
Okay. I think it's real.
Yeah.
I think it's all real. I know what I'm doing.
All right, this might not be good. I don't have as much anger as I did when I was on Vine.
Okay, let's just talk about you and Elijah then. Like, honestly.
I mean, what do you want to know?
What's it like now? Everyone really thinks that I had anything to do with, like, you guys' split.
You really didn't at all.
I know. And, like, I feel like no one understands that. And I'm not out here trying to, like, debunk that. Like, if you want to think that, let them think
that. I think moving in together is what accelerated that. And you happen to be a part of it. But it would have happened if it was just the two of us.
And I think that what people also don't realize is, like, I am, like, a denominator. I could have been anyone.
Yeah.
And, like, you guys still would have been the same way. And I feel like I never had any intention either. Obviously, you know this, of, like, I'm going to break them up or we're a trio. Or, like, it's crazy to me that people think that way. It's also crazy that people look at things on the internet and they think that they know everything. Like, dude, in that sense, you know?
I'm like...
Like, if they only knew.
And they, like, think they know it with such confidence.
Yeah, no,
it's
exactly.
It's like, how can you take the two of the smallest details, put it together in your head in the first place, let alone, like, truly believe it?
Exactly, exactly. And, it's like, defend insane. It to a point. And you know what I mean? Like, I know that Christine is this, and Tana is this.
I know, and they think they're, like, all psych majors. Like, oh, I think, well, this, blah, 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 blah. Although I will say, I got a thread that was explaining me and Elijah's relationship as an Aries and a Capricorn, and I won't say what it said, but it was 100% accurate.
Why is Mercury in retrograde too? Did you buy some crystals? Are you going to get a constellation tattoo now? Thank you.
I hate you. Thank you. Thank you for giving it back to me.
I had to. I'm sorry. It just don't be that bitch.
You're the only one I can take it from.
Oh, really? Mommy?
Because
wanna,
I don't care about you. You always ask me questions. I'd be like, Tana,
I don't care enough to answer. I would come downstairs and be like, Christine, left shoe or right shoe? And she's just like, why the fuck would you ask me?
I was like, you mean nothing to me. I don't spare a second thought. No, but
how's Pancake?
Dude, can I tell a story? Mm-hmm. I was so paranoid last night from weed.
Okay.
Been there. And she got, like, playful. You know how when dogs, like, just all of a sudden just freak out and are, like, and then their butt goes higher than their heads?
No.
Cool. Anyway, she did that shit.
Is that where doggy style comes from?
Well.
Because your butt can be higher than your head?
I think doggy style is because dogs do it from behind.
Okay. Sorry.
Wait, do I know more about sex than you?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah. I think that Christine's low-key a freak.
What if I haven't?
Conspiracy theory.
What if literally it's because it's not because I'm like the lack of sex drive. Maybe it's I'm so kinky, like so unbelievably kinky that I can't. I've never even experienced it, and that normal sex doesn't even do anything for me.
Okay,
and it's like the total opposite.
Yo, I.
What if? What if I'm into like 50 Shades of Grey?
You want to figure it out?
Should I try to read 50 Shades of Grey?
Do you want to figure it out? What if the rest of this podcast is just me hitting on you?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I wouldn't like that.
Are you sure?
I had to think about it, but I wouldn't. I'm not Balella.
my God.
What time are we at? What's the time?
About 5 minutes left.
Should I show you my tits? Riley? I know that used to be our thing, baby. Guys, living with Christine, every day I would walk down the stairs and just show her my tits because she hates it so much.
And you kept, and like, you had every to keep, time. Like, trying, like, you
would, new ways.
Some of the setups were, like, minutes long.
No, yeah.
Like, you really set it up. Like, I really thought you were just, like, hanging out, like, having a conversation. And then I just, oh.
Yeah.
I
would just be like, I would call her, like, I'd be, like, coming home, like, yo, Christine, like, I need to show you something, like, did it, like, when you come in, like, I just got back from Jordan's, and I'm working on it, I want your opinion, she's like, I don't care, I'm like, I know, like, I need to show you anyway, like, whatever, I walk in, I'm like, yeah, so, like, we were just, like, sitting there, and, like, we made this merch, and, like, look at it, and then just be, like, my tit, you know what I mean, like, I would always go,
I knew it was coming,
as far, no, that
she
was
really
my,
lifted
that
it,
was
right?
a bra, that was a bra,
oh, okay, thank God,
it's camo, though, so,
this doesn't mean it's see-through,
you know what I mean, where,
what, where are we, I don't know. Okay, I think we are done. I am bored of you now.
Okay.
Not so much bored as
I don't think you have to defend
of.
It.
Just kidding. thank you for coming so late and then obnoxiously buzzing the door when you finally
did. Wait, could you hear that everywhere?
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing.
Well,
that's amazing.
Hope you liked the show, and I hope you hated Tana as much as I hate her. Please, leave.
I honestly hope you hated the show. You can hate me, but just...
Hate you and the show. Got it. I do. thanks for watching. Thanks for listening to Don't Mess. And I hope I never see you again.
Me too.
Love ya.
I can't even say it back.
Illy Lilas.
What? Is it what?
Love you like a sister. Someone didn't get enough signatures in her yearbook.
Hags. Hags dropped out.
You rock. Don't ever change. Hags. Oh my God. God damn it. God, I saw her boob.
And that's a wrap, folks.
I think we got it. Thanks. Bye, everyone. God damn it. Don't mess. Don't.